Track 2. Hello and welcome to the news recorded on Wednesday, the 4th of July. I'm Brian.
I'm Joyce.
And I'm Phil.
And your sound engineers this week are Martin and John. So we'll get going and Joyce will start us off with the news.
Property prices across the Black Country and Staffordshire have almost trebled in the past 18 years. New figures have revealed. Property prices rose dramatically over the past decade. Since the year 2000, prices in Dudley up 189%, Walsall 198%, and in West Bromwich 204%. Ron Darlington, partner at property auctioneer SDL Bigwood, said, "There is currently huge demand in the Black Country." Mr. Darlington said that property prices had probably gone up quicker in West Bromwich and Walsall due to first-time buyers from Birmingham looking at neighbouring areas. Average property prices across the region have soared. Helen Guy, chief officer at Citizens Advice Bureau in Wolverhampton, said that she had seen growing numbers of people in privately rented homes because they can't afford to buy. She said, "We want people to go into home ownership being clear that they understand their financial commitments." Dudley Council set a target in 2014 for 16,127 homes to be built by 2026. They include 237 properties on industrial land in Shaw Road, Dudley, 250 on land off Darkhouse Lane in Coesley, and 124 off Deepdale Lane in Upper Gornal. The conversion of Dudley's Guest Hospital last year provided 157 homes towards the intake.
A large grass fire was sparked at Beauty Spot Kinveridge, coming amid a heatwave warning. The National Trust site warned visitors against barbecues, campfires and discarding cigarettes in light of the blaze. Alerts were issued across the country due to the weather, which today saw the highest recorded temperature in the UK this year. Firefighters tackled the fire, which spread on the tinder dry land outside Stourbridge, on an area measuring 320 foot by 160 foot. Staffordshire fire crews joined West Midlands colleagues at the site off Kingsford Lane. The blaze was scaled up as six crews arrived, including specialist water carrying teams from Cannock Fire Station. They joined crews from Wamben, Stourbridge, Briley Hill, Haydon Cross and Dudley firefighters, who used two hoses to try and douse the flames and beaters to stop the spread. A spokesman for Kinveridge said, "We don't know yet what caused it, but please can we urge people not to have barbecues, campfires or to discard lit cigarettes, especially whilst the heat is so dry. Thank you." Kinveridge is known for its wildlife and in particular its insects, along with its gorse and purple heather. A spokeswoman for the West Midland Fire Service said they expected crews to remain on site into the evening. Hereford and Worcestershire Fire Service had issued a warning saying its crews have attended a number of fires in the open this week. Station Commander Steve Andrews said, "We have been experiencing some dry, warm weather and it is only natural to want to go outdoors and enjoy it with family and friends. But it is also important to stay fire aware when out and about, as every year fire destroys thousands of acres of countryside and wildlife habitats." He continued, "With the hot weather set to continue, we are asking the public to be vigilant."
Morrison's has started selling fresh produce in old-style paper bags rather than plastic ones as it tries to cut the use of plastics. The supermarket chain, the UK's fourth largest, says it'll mean 150 million fewer plastic bags are used each year. Prime Minister Theresa May has called plastic waste one of the great environmental scourges of our time. The UK has a target to ban avoidable waste by 2042, and all supermarkets are taking firm steps to cut plastics use. All major supermarkets have introduced programmes and targets to reduce, and in some cases eliminate, single-use plastics. In January this year, Iceland said it would eliminate or drastically reduce plastic packaging of all its own label products by the end of 2023. The figures are disputed about paper being more environmentally friendly than plastic, but it does appear that the production of paper bags uses more energy and creates more CO2 emissions than the manufacture of plastic bags. And there is no question that paper bags are bulkier and heavier than plastic bags, and so take more energy to transport and more space in bins. However, new forests grown to replace trees cut to make paper bags will help in the battle against climate change by locking up carbon from the atmosphere. Paper also decomposes quickly into natural products, while plastic breaks down into tiny particles that can get into the food chain and could potentially stay around for hundreds of years. Marks & Spencer says that by 2022, all its product packaging in the UK could end up with customers will be wildly recyclable. Not just recyclable in theory, but in reality. It is replacing plastic cutlery with wooden alternatives and swapping plastic straws for paper ones.
An independent electrical store that has served the Black Country for over a century has closed. Gould's TV in Bilston Street, Sedgley, has gone into liquidation and its premises are shuttered. The business closed for the last time in May, with staff given just 5 days' notice after corporate recovery specialists Butcher Woods of Birmingham were appointed as liquidators of the business, which sold televisions, cookers, fridges, microwaves and a wide range of other domestic appliances. It was also the sole remaining specialist record shop in the village. The store was originally in High Street and later moved to the former Co-op store in Bilston Street in the 1980s. The premises was leased from the Co-op. At one time, the business, which was started by four brothers, also has shops in the Manda Centre in Wolverhampton, Bilston and Great Bridge. Former director, the late Harry Gould, was chairman of Sedgley Business Watch and the Village Association of Traders for many years. He led efforts to buy Christmas lights for the village and campaigned to reduce crime in the area. Gould's was part of the International Euronics Association of Electrical Retailers, which operates in 36 countries. The repair business that served Gould's for nearly 20 years is continuing. It is a separate business called Washerwise, run by Eddie Johnson of Wolverhampton. Mr. Johnson has taken over the old Gould's telephone number 01902 664 121 and is continuing to offer a repair service to former Gould's customers and act as a local contact for Euronics.
The new £4.9 million Wolverhampton market is on course to open in 18 days' time, despite the discovery of ancient human remains stalling the work. Arrangements are being finalised for a spectacular official opening event on the weekend after the new Wolverhampton market is launched on Tuesday, July the 17th. The City Council is relocating the stalls from Market Square, where traders will operate from, for the final time tomorrow. They will be moving to their new home at Southside, boasting 20 cabins and 48 stalls along Cleveland Street. Building work was halted almost 2 months ago when contractors discovered ancient human remains on the site, and the planned opening of the market was thrown into doubt. But Councillor Steve Evans, the Council's Cabinet Member for City Environment, said he was delighted to confirm the plans are still on track.
Worried residents believe plans for more than 60 homes on a derelict school site in the most congested housing area of Stourbridge will cause traffic chaos and pose danger to drivers and pedestrians. Old Quarter residents have long campaigned for a resolution to the problem of the overgrown, vandal-hit former Longland School site in Brook Street, which have been empty since 2011. But while many locals have welcomed the move to turn the site into new houses, there are concerns about the scale of the development, with several letters of objection already received by Dudley Council. One resident wrote, "The road network in Old Quarter is already insufficient for the current volume of traffic in the area. Adding in potentially 60 or even 120 additional cars that use the road network on a daily basis would cause the area to become highly congested, polluted and dangerous. These are not quaint, quiet roads. They are well-used, busy roads. The majority of the roads in the Old Quarter do not have drives, and the road network is just not used for moving traffic but for parking. Driving in the area is already challenging without full visibility at times and lots of waiting to let others pass. As an area that is also widely used by pedestrians of all ages, including many children walking to and from school, this development and the increased traffic it will bring poses a risk to pedestrian safety. The Old Quarter is the most congested housing area of Stourbridge. Why on earth would you want to cram in an extra 62 families to it?"
A pensioner has hit out at Dudley Council for failing to maintain a cemetery in Haileswowen. John Halls, 80, said that the grass was so long in St John's churchyard he could hardly find his wife's grave to leave flowers. A spokesman for the council said they carry out twice yearly cutting and maintenance at the site. Mr Halls said, "The grass is overgrown. You can hardly see the graves. It has been like that for the last couple of months. When I contacted the council about the state of it, they said they don't have the funding to maintain it. The grass is 3 feet high. It is an absolute disgrace. Over the weekend, I had to go and buy a trimmer to cut back the grass to try and find my wife Doreen's grave, so that I could put fresh flowers on it. Her ashes were put in her mother's grave 10 years ago, and I attend the grave regularly. We had a job to even find the grave, never mind to try and leave flowers for her." Councillor Karen Shakespeare, Cabinet Member for Environmental Services, said, When we took over the responsibility for maintaining the churchyard, it was overgrown and in a state of neglect. Since then, we have implemented a twice-yearly cutting and maintenance programme, focusing on the more recent graves and frequently used routes. Like many other councils, we don't get any additional resource to maintain closed churchyards and have to work around our existing commitments to deliver this work.
Rogue landlords causing misery by cramming dozens of immigrants into small flats will be hunted down. Council chiefs promised at a fiery public meeting this week. More than 200 residents packed a sweltering Lye community centre to voice worries that included Lye High Street and the rear to its shops being used as a human toilet. The Romanian community was at the centre of most of the concerns, particularly outcries that the war memorial outside Christchurch is being used as a climbing frame and goalpost. It was also revealed that Lye Library has had to employ a security guard after antisocial behaviour, including drug use. But many attending the meeting felt a lot of the issues stem from the overcrowding of people in tiny properties, and Dudley Council Deputy Chief Executive Alan Lunt agreed. Mr Lunt promised the jam-packed room an action list of their complaints would be drawn up, adding, "Do I think rogue landlords are at work in Lye?" "Yes," was the answer. "But what we've got to do is get sufficient evidence. We haven't got the power of entry. We need a warrant. But the standard of evidence we need to get a warrant is significant." Mr Lunt added, "We are going to put two additional community development resource workers in, one Romanian speaking, because we think the Romanian community need to know what is and isn't acceptable to the community around them. It's not just the council, it's not just the police, it's a multi-agency approach, and that includes the community. There's an onus and responsibility on all of us to contribute to make Lye the place it once was." Crime concerns were raised regularly during the meeting, which lasted 2.5 hours, with calls for more of a police presence, but officers insisted crime figures for Lye were not markedly high. That was disputed by residents, who gave accounts of robberies and vandalism, including Karen Yates, who runs her own dance school at the United Church in the High Street. She said, "People are having car windows smashed. The church car park is always bombarded with druggies. The police know about it. I phoned them on several occasions, but they haven't come out." A worker from Lye Library added, "We have had open drug dealing in the library, soft and hard drugs. For the first time in my 30 years of working in libraries, we have had to employ a security guard so people feel safe working here."
Dudley South MP Mike Wood took a visit to Bromley Hills Primary School in his stride when he helped open their Daily Mile running track. The purpose-built track has been designed to help improve everyone's well-being, not just the pupils, but parents and everyone living in the local community. Bromley Hills were able to pay for the construction of the track by using their PE and sports premium funding, and pupils have already calculated that just over 5 laps of the track is equivalent to covering 1 mile. Head teacher John Stevens said, "Each day, pupils and staff go out for 15 minutes and walk around the track together in order to help them reach the 10,000 steps a day challenge. The children thoroughly enjoy this time and can choose to walk and talk to their friends, or they can run, skip or jog around the track if they wish." Praising the new facility, Mike added, "The Daily Mile is a great initiative and has been championed by many of our local schools in Dudley to improve the general well-being and health of children. It was an honour to join the children, teachers and parents at Bromley Hills for their official opening of the track, and also to help the school raise money to purchase a pedometer for every class."
An investigation is underway into the cause of the blaze seen by residents from miles around the Black Country. More than 40 firefighters tackled a blaze which ripped through a factory and offices in Briley Hill. Flames burst into the night sky, sending smoke billowing across nearby homes and businesses. People took to the social media to share footage and pictures of the fire at premises. The fire took hold at the business in Fenspool Avenue, Woodside. Flames were seen raging inside the premises, which features offices and an adjoining warehouse. 8 fire crews were called from across the Black Country to tackle the blaze at its height. The blaze happened at AK International Limited, but no one has been available from the company to comment so far. Oldbury Fire Watch Commander Mark Atkinson said, "The cause has not been confirmed. We have a fire investigation officer working at the moment."
A charity that helps people with additional needs gain employment has opened a tea room that is open to the public. Discover You based in King Swinford, is a registered charity that aims to help people with additional needs who have faced barriers into employment. The charity operates a social enterprise where the items its members make are sold to raise funds. It has a stall at King Swinford Market every Saturday and also sells items at various fairs and craft markets. Members of Discover You have the chance to gain crucial workshop skills such as painting, varnishing and sanding. They can choose to gain textile experience in our sewing room and also food preparation and customer service, experience in the newly opened tea room. The tea room on Bridge North Road, Wollaston, is open to the public from Tuesday to Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It specialises in homemade cakes, cream and offers afternoon tea for two for £9.50 per person, but the latter must be pre-booked with 24 hours notice. The tea room also has a courtyard garden where customers can relax and enjoy the sunshine. For more details on the services and products of Discover You, visit www.discoveryou2015.org.
Supermarket giant Lidl could be set to move out of Amblecote and open a new branch in Stourbridge town centre. The German chain has a long-standing site on Brettle Lane, but has refused to deny rumours it is set to close that branch and open a town centre store. Shoppers relayed the rumours to the News, and a Lidl worker who didn't wish to be named said that staff had been made aware of the possibility of a move. When quizzed about the chance of a move, a Lidl spokesperson hinted that plans could well be in the pipeline. He said, "As part of our ongoing expansion plans, we are always exploring options to improve our retail offering in Stourbridge. We look forward to sharing any firm plans with the community as soon as we are in a position to do so." And with that item, we'll finish the News and make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Brian.
Goodbye from Joyce.
And goodbye from Phil.